Were you once an adventurer? Have you known the thrill of battle? Or of theft? Penelope asked, and reached up to tug the silver horn. Proper pillaging, Wulfgar corrected with a laugh.
When I was younger, I found adventure, the woman admitted. In fact, it was on the wild road, in a steading full of hill giants, where I met Dowl and fell in love. In the midst of battle, no less.
He saved you? Wulfgar asked slyly.
Quite the opposite, the woman replied. And she walked on down the garden path, moving between tall rows of high flowers and coming out into the full sunshine on the far end. Dowl is quite skilled at his craft, but he was never much of an evoker, and giants are not the most receptive creatures to charm spells.
Ah, but Penelope was, apparently. The woman laughed.
He didn't need them against my resolve.
His powers of persuasion must be great indeed to convince you to join this family, Wulfgar remarked. And Penelope looked at him with a puzzled expression, as if she did not understand.
I convinced him, she corrected when she had sorted it out. I am Penelope Harple by birth, not marriage.
It was Wulfgar's turn to wear the puzzled expression.
Dowl joined my clan and took my name, she explained. It was the least he could do after I pulled him from the grasp of a hill giant king, a hungry hill giant king, no less.
Wulfgar laughed.
I find your return to Toril the most curious tale among those of your group, Penelope went on. Catti Bree was bound by her goddess, Brunner by his sense of friendship, the halfling by a need to prove his worth. Be wary for him, for I suspect that his demands of his own courage will land him in dire straits in short order. But what of Wulfgar? You admitted that you did not immediately choose this path, yet here you are.
Bound by friendship as with Brunner, and including my friendship and debt to Brunner as much as to Drizzt, Wulfgar answered.
You owed nothing. And that friendship was long past, by your own admission.
She stopped and looked up at Wulfgar intently, forcing him to look her in the eye. After a long pause, he admitted, Perhaps I fear death after all.
A strange admission from one who has existed on the other side of life.
What is to be found in Warrior's Rest? He asked.
Family? Friends? Comfort? Is that not what you expect?
Eternally.
The way he said it tipped her off. Eternal boredom, you mean?
I cannot say, but it matters not. If it is eternal, then it will wait, yes? And now I was presented with a grand adventure, another life of memories to make, and a worthy band of friends to make them beside. Why would I not return?
You seem quite the opposite of Drizzt, Penelope replied. He could not let go of Catti Bree and his former life, and you seem eager to do so.
Wulfgar pondered her words for a few moments, then slowly began shaking his head. Nay, not that, but merely to expand that experience, he explained. More battles to fight, more women to love, more food to eat, and more spirits to drink.
So it is a grand game to you, then. Is there nothing more?
I know not, Wulfgar admitted.
So the aim of living is pleasure?
A fine goal, Wulfgar said lightheartedly. But Penelope would not let it go so easily.
There is a religion to support your theory, she said, and Wulfgar's expression immediately soured. More a philosophy, she quickly corrected. But it presupposes the absence of just reward. It calls the gods false, relegating them to superior mortal beings posing as deities for the sake of their own enjoyment, and at the expense of the lesser rational beings who inhabit the world, and also that they might control us.
You seem to know a lot about it.
It was Penelope's turn to laugh. I have been called unconventional. I think it a badge of honor. Wulfgar stared at her intently.
You miss the open road and the thrill of adventure, he stated.
I am too old, she started to reply, but his laughter cut her short.
I have lived a century and a quarter.
You have the body of a young man.
I have the lust of a young man, but only because I have lived through the dullness of being an old man, Wulfgar corrected. I have passed through pain and grief.
And love? He didn't deny it.
He lifted Aegis Fang from over his shoulder and swung it easily at the end of one huge arm. Every day, every experience, he said with a nod. Every thrill.
Like talking to an old lady in a sunlit garden. Wolfgar's smile was wide and genuine, and his crystal blue eyes sparkled.
Not so old, he said mischievously. Perhaps one day, you and I will go kill some giants.
Now Penelope was smiling too, and that was her answer. And it was a sincere hope that such an event might come to pass.
Truly, you remind me of a caged animal,
Regis said to Brunner on the front deck of the Ivy Mansion one bright morning a few days later. Spring was in full bloom, the air light, the wind warm, and the road beckoned, and beckoned none more than the grumbling dwarf. He paced back and forth, thumping his heavy boots against the wooden porch. He paused for just a moment to snort at the halfling, then went along again. Just down the path from the pair stood Drizzt and Wulfgar, working their weapons slowly and methodically in mock battle, with Wulfgar asking questions of his old mentor every few twists. Regis thought he should go down there and further his own training. Who better for him to learn from than Drizzt, after all?
Long road ahead, Brunner remarked,
passing the halfling by on one of his pacing.